Shalom, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion. Once again, I am your brother, Lawrence Tay, from Saskatoon, Canada. We have been talking about the grace of God, and yesterday, we looked at the grace of God was upon our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, because of his divine assignment that he needed to complete here on earth, had the grace of God upon him. Hallelujah. Let us go on today, but before we go on, let's just offer a short word of prayer. Dear God, once again, we have come before thee, O Lord, this morning. We pray, O Lord, that you break the bread of life unto us as we go into your word. Father, may these words that we speak today be a blessing unto us. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are going to read our Bible verse that we've been reading from John chapter, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 17. Let's hear the word of the Lord. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So today, I want us to look at God's grace for our individual lives. Amen. Like we said, if our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came purposely onto the world to redeem you and me, and he needed grace in his life, then we also, as individual brethren, individual people that have been saved, we also need grace to see us through. Amen. Now let's read from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. The word of God said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this grace is not the fivefold ministry. Hallelujah. When we read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, he said that, and God gave unto some, he gave apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, and so on. These are gifts unto the body of Christ. But here, Apostle Paul is saying, unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of God. Amen. And when we read also from the same book of Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians, Paul also emphasized in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1, that Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. So we see here that this letter is to the saints of God. And the Ephesian church is a Gentile church. And I and you, we are the continuation of the Gentile church. We are in the seven the seventh dispensation, the last of the ages. And so we also, this letter is applicable unto us. We also need the grace according to the measure of the gift of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see that this grace or this letter is going to all the saints, every believer who has that tag on him or her as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ, need this grace in our life. Hallelujah. And we saw that grace can be the kindness of God, can be the favor of God, can be God's blessing in our life, and it can be God's gift also in our life. So each and every one of us, we need these kinds of grace to work in our life so that we'll be able to fulfill our individual mission here on earth as believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so yesterday we saw about the grace that was upon Mary, a poor little damsel that the angel of the Lord appeared unto and said, "Hey Mary, full of grace." Mary needed that special grace. Can you imagine a time when Mary was living, the ridicule that Mary would have to go through, that people would say, "Oh, Mary went and had committed fornication," because she was a spouse unto Joseph. And before even the marriage, he was found with a child. And so Mary will need that special grace to be able to go through. Hallelujah. Jesus himself needed that grace upon his life. Paul the apostle came on the scene and said, "I was separated from my mother's womb." And Paul proclaimed, "I am the least of the apostles and the saints, but by the grace of God that was given unto me," praise the Lord, amen. He said, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen." Hallelujah. To reveal his son. Brothers and sisters, we also need that grace for the Lord Jesus to be manifested in our life. For the gift, the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to go through this Christian journey. Hallelujah. Paul didn't count himself because he knew the caliber of person he was. He wasted the church of God. He persecuted the church. But when the grace of God located him, he said, "But for the grace of God, I am what I am. And the grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain." Hallelujah. "But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, we need the grace of God in our life to be able to go through our Christian life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we see that grace for salvation has been made available to all. Bible says the grace of God has appeared unto all men. Hallelujah. But the grace in each and every one of us, our individual life, is what? Given proportionately unto us. Amen. Let's read what Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 6. The book of Romans chapter 12, verse 6. This is what Apostle Paul said. He said, having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Amen. So God's gift is given proportionate to each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And God's will and God's plan and God's function in our life is all based upon the proportion of grace that is made available to us all. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, when we are in the church, we are in the local assembly, we should not say that the gospel is a gospel of exclusion. Oh, it is only for the pastors. It is only for the teacher. It is only for the evangelist. The grace is for each and every one of us. Like as Apostle Paul said, that he wrote that letter to the Ephesians. Hallelujah. To all the saints who are at Ephesus. The grace of God is to each and every one of us. For immediately as we receive the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we need that grace to be able to go. So if the gospel is not a gospel of exclusion, we are all included. We are all included in the grace and in the plan of God to be able to go through our individual lives. As the Lord Jesus had that grace upon him. Amen. It was grace that saw him through. Hallelujah. We can talk about Moses. God gave him his grace for him to be able to what? Deliver the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage. Amen. Moses, Bible said, Moses, when God appeared unto him and told him to go and deliver the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage, he said, oh my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither herefore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Hallelujah. But the Lord God gave him special grace. The Lord God told Moses that, who have made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have I not the Lord? So the Lord told Moses that I am going to be with you. I'll give you a special grace. Don't say I cannot speak. Don't say I cannot do this. When we come to Christ, we should not belittle ourselves. Whatever the Lord asks us to do, we should depend upon the grace of God to be able to go through. The grace of God has been made available to us. God's grace is sufficient for us. Let us go forth and receive that grace and use it in our life to glorify the name of the Lord in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But one thing that we also need to be very aware of is that when we are walking in the grace of God, we should be aware not to be copycats. For when we look at the fingers or the hand, all the fingers are not equal. Amen. Let us not do things that we do not have the grace for. Amen. It is a very popular trend in the end time message that whatever the prophet of our generation did, people want to do that. When he dressed in a certain way, they also want to do that. The prophet wear a hat. Everybody want to wear a hat. Oh, the prophet pray in a certain way. They want to, let us not be copycats. Or you are in a local assembly. Well, the Bible says everything that is of a good report, we should think on these things. But we should not also go to the extreme to be copycats. Amen. Let us depend upon the grace of God. For each and every one of us is given grace differently. Hallelujah. So your grace, the grace upon that sister who can sing, who can play the instrument, who can do mighty works, might not be the grace that is upon your life. We need to pray and seek the face of God for our individual work, the grace that God has given unto us, for us to be able to walk in that grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we said grace to be saved is universal, has been made available. As the Bible said, the grace of God has appeared unto all men. Amen. But when we are saved, we have a work to do for God. Amen. We need to work for God. Amen. We need to work for God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read what Apostle Paul also said about grace. Let's read from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8. Let's hear the word of God. It said, whereof I was made a minister according to the gifts of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me who am less than the least of all the saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. So Paul didn't go to seminary school, or what somebody will say, cemetery school. All those schools are dead schools. But he received a special grace. When God called you, when the hand of God is upon you, you have a special grace in your life. Amen. And that grace will lead you through. You don't need to, though learning is good, you need to learn. You need to study to show yourself approved. But you don't go to a seminary school for the grace of God to work in your life. You need that grace upon your life. One question also we need to ask ourselves is, why did we come into the world? Hallelujah. If we know the purpose of which we have been, we came into the, we have been manifested in these last days, in this last Laodicean church age, then we will depend upon the grace of God to lead us through. Amen. And then one popular thing that we see is that in a local church, amen, or in Christendom, you see that about 85% of the believers do not do anything for the Lord. Amen. They basically go to church. And after that, they go home. And some of them require prayers from the pastors. I'm not saying prayer is not good. If you require prayer from your pastor will pray for you. But don't be a spectator. Don't sit on the fence. Don't sit or not. Don't be a pitch warmer. Or you only go to the church to cheer the others on. We need to get involved. We need to pray and ask God if we have not found what we need to do in the body of Christ. Let us pray and ask God and find the grace that is needed for our life. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, I will read the last Bible verse and bring this sharing to a close, and we take it from here the following day. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. The word of God read, "For who have saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Amen. We were in the mind of God. We were in the mind of God. And in due time, we were revealed in this end time. We should depend upon the grace so that the holy calling, the calling of God that is upon our life, the purpose and the grace given unto us in Christ Jesus will be manifested in our life for everyone to. Like I said yesterday, when the grace of God is upon you, when the grace of God is in you, is going to everybody is going to see that grace, and when it is in your life, you yourself, you are going to feel it and you are going to walk in it. Praise the Lord. May the Lord richly bless us. And I pray that we walk and find our individual grace in our life. Shalom. And God bless us all. Amen.